Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty. Here we go. Lake Show. It's time to talk to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. He's joining us on the John Schuster-Colebaker Hotline. He is in Indianapolis for the WNBA All-Star Weekend, which we will get to here in a second. But Charles is getting those miles in because Charles Holman last weekend was also in Vegas for NBA Summer League. Charles, man, you're just getting everywhere. Where are you headed to next? My goodness.
Headed to Minneapolis.
He says, I'm headed back home to Minneapolis. Hey, before we get to Indianapolis and what you're doing there for covering the WNBA All-Star Weekend, what did you make of Summer League, man? Was that your first time ever going to Summer League?
Yeah, it was. I was there 2 years ago, but just for a day. The WNBA All-Star game was in Las Vegas,
yep.
And I stayed an extra day, and I went to some games. I didn't see the Timberwolves play at all. And I only stayed like for saw a couple games because I was leaving the next day. This time I came there particularly to cover Summer League games and talk to players and coaching and stuff like that. So I had a good time. I really enjoy my time. I may look to doing that again next summer.
Hey, first off, hold on. Don't ever do this, Brother Holman. Don't ever think you're just going to go to Summer League and you ain't going to say nothing to nobody. Like you know that's what we do. You know I'm at Summer League every single summer. And last summer I didn't go because I had some stuff pop up at the last minute and I couldn't make it. But you know I'm going to be there. And Kyle Elamine is rolling with me. So how could you – why didn't you hit me up, man? You trying to do stuff on the slide? I mean, was it like a side piece or something? Was you trying to do some secret kicking it?
I was trying to sneak out of town, man.
You're wrong for that, man. You are wrong for that. But yeah, was it hot enough for you?
The heat doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, no, it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was worse when I was there 2 years ago. Because it was like 118.
Yeah.
The day I went to the summer league, this time wasn't that.
It was 111.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was 111.
It wasn't that. Well, hell, it's almost 90 here. I'd rather have the heat than the cold, be honest. But, no, I had a good time. I really did. I enjoyed myself. Got to talk to some people, talk to fans, talk to writers, talk to, you know, Randy, you and Khalid and some other people. It was fun. It was enjoyable. In fact, I'm writing a two-part story out of it. The first part came out this week, and the second part come out next week. So, it was good. It was a good time for me. I really enjoyed myself.
All right, so let's talk about the WNBA All-Star Weekend. The Minnesota Lynx, they got a victory yesterday to kind of go into the All-Star break with another win. They have three All-Stars, correct? We've got Fee, we've got Kayla, and then we've got Courtney, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Kayla was an injury replacement.
Yeah, she was an injury replacement. Is that the most amount of Lynx players to ever be on an All-Star team in one season?
No, they had four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had Lindsey Whalen.
Yep.
Simone.
Yep. Maya.
Maya and Rebecca. Rebecca.
Okay.
Was that fourth?
That's crazy. Yep. That's crazy. For this team to have that many All-Stars, though, really speaks to the success that they've had this season.
Oh yeah, by far. You know, it's funny. They still the under radar kind of story nationally. Mm-hmm. People are not talking about them like you think they would. I mean, they got 20 wins.
Yeah.
And no other team has 20 wins in the league this season.
No other team has 16.
So it's they're doing well. People panicking when they lost those two games recently. But you got to remember they've been playing almost every other night.
Yeah.
In July, and that's a stress. That they needed this break. They came at the right time. They needed this break to just the, you know, when you increase the number of games that they did this year, that, you know, teams are just playing a lot of games, and that's why you see the rash of injuries that you're seeing, because of just the wear and tear on the body. So, but no, it's good. They're doing, you know, people thought they could be again. If not the champion, they'd be close to it. And so, therefore, it's not surprising me. But they're doing well. I'm looking forward to the second part. Looking forward to the All-Star game. The big news today is that the players met with the league and they didn't go off really well.
Mm. So in terms of a collective bargaining agreement or what?
Yeah, they had a meet. That was their first face-to-face meeting. And it was 30 players there. All the team reps was there. And it did not go well at all.
That's not good.
A lot of people are fearing that, you know, if they don't get things resolved, that there will be a work stoppage at the end of the season. So
yeah, we don't need that.
That's the big news. That's the big news that came out after the meeting this afternoon.
Yeah. That's very, very unfortunate. I do want to get to something, a piece of news that occurred while I was out in Vegas. I haven't talked to you about it, but Alyssa Pelley, the Lynx first round pick back in 2024, they slid back. They made a trade with the Chicago Sky and they selected her. She was released. She was waived. It wasn't working out. Very unfortunate that you take somebody in the first round and it doesn't work out. And when we say it doesn't work out, her career with the Lynx is already over. I always criticize sliding back and not taking Angel Reese. Now, if you want to say that Angel Reese isn't your cup of tea in terms of like her aura, her vibe, and maybe specifically about how she plays or her skill set, I can hear you out. But there is no way that you could tell me that I'm going to pass on Angel Reese and Peely's the pick. That made no sense to me. And I know that people will say, well, there were other things that went into it. But the bottom line is, this specific draft pick just did not work out for the Lynx.
Yeah, that definitely came back to haunt this team, especially this year when Angel had two great games against the Lynx. But, you know, I did not – I wanted Angel Reese, definitely. But I had a feeling about the month into the draft, month before the draft, that things wasn't going to work out that way. My sources were telling me that I don't think she's coming in. You know, I don't think she's coming in. Then you saw they made the trade. That not only did the trade was not only just the swapping of positions, also Minnesota got a draft pick for next year.
Yep.
So
that ended up being Carly though, right?
No.
Oh, you're talking about for next year.
Yeah, for next year.
Okay, gotcha. Uh huh.
So the Sky don't get to the playoffs, then they have that. They have at least a top four pick next year. But yeah, this is the thing.
I'm not even so much caught up on the trade. I'm talking about the player that you ended up getting though. Their evaluation did not fit in.
She looked
out of shape.
She wasn't defensively good. And you could see that. And everybody thought she might improve over the offseason because she went overseas. And then she played in a league, either unrivaled or the AU league. But still, she came back. She still did not look good. And so, you look back. Somebody compared to the Indy Envy. Remember him? when the Wolves drafted him years ago, he never panned out. That's they comparing her to him. I don't know if she'll get a chance to play in the league again. I really don't, unless she improve her body,
composition.
Strength,
yeah,
composition and go overseas and really show that she can be more than a shooter. You know, that's great, but anybody can shoot right now. You got to be able to do some other things, and she wasn't able to show that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think that so, I think if there was a redraft, I think that Kate Martin would go in the first round. The young lady from Iowa, she absolutely would go in the first round.
Definitely. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. Sometimes these so-called draft experts. And I'm talking about the people in the teams. On the teams, they look at people and they see things and they make their decision on that. And sometimes those decisions don't work out.
Definitely yeah.
The Pelicans decision. I wasn't impressed with her in college. I did not see what people thought if she was that good. I think, yeah, she'll get drafted, but not that high.
Yeah.
And I saw Angel Reese play. You know, I knew she could play. You know, I'm just saying. My God, and they love it in Chicago. When I went to the Chicago Open this year,
all
the players was. Those kids were just loving her, you know, because she's an urban type player. And she's a popular player, and she works hard. And yeah, you can get over that shooting stuff. She'll get better at that. But
yeah.
she's not gives you
offense isn't her game. Yeah, like she's a putback type of person. She's aggressive on the boards type. Her defense and rebounding alone makes her valuable.
And you should have saw that. You saw that in college. I mean, there was never you didn't see a letdown on her. That's why I couldn't understand why people couldn't believe that she could come in the league and play so well. Why not?
Yeah.
Unless you didn't watch her.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm happy to see her. I'll be looking forward to talk to her tomorrow when they have all-star practice. And, you know, she's a good player. I wish she wore a Minnesota uniform. But, you know, some things don't happen like that.
Yeah. We're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm a fan of Caitlin Clark. I think she's a phenomenal player. I don't like to get necessarily all caught up in all the controversies. I think that some of specifically her fans are a little bit crazed. I mean, there's WNBA fans that love all the players, and then there are some Caitlin Clark. Then there's some Caitlin Clark fans that are just delusional. But specifically about Caitlin Clark, is she going to be available for the weekend? Because
no,
I love
she's out.
She's out for the entire weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah, they made the announcement today, so that's why they brought another player in as a.
And it's in Indy.
I'm surprised they didn't cancel the game.
Wow. But in all seriousness, that is a big blow. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because she was in the 3-point contest as well as a, you know, starter, obviously. Those two news came out, her not going to be unavailable to play, and then the CBA negotiations. Those are the two big news that came out here.
And let me say this real quickly. As a Caitlin Clark fan, I was gutted for her when I saw the highlight of her crying because she left the game late and when she re-injured the groin, and you could tell it was significant, and you could tell, like, because she was crying. I bring this up because this, to me, people, okay, who are talking about, oh, everybody's hating on Caitlin Clark, this is why you should be a fan of the league and not just one player. It's because you never know what's going to happen. Don't be just an Angel Reese fan and a fan of nobody else. Don't be just a Nafisa Collier fan and nobody else. Don't be just a Caitlin Clark fan and be supportive of all of these women because they're all good, they're all talented. And I feel like right now that no one's going – I'm not going to say no one because the diehards like myself will always support, but I feel like the Caitlin Clark fans are totally going to check out because she's not going to be a part of any of the WNBA All-Star Weekend. And that I think that's a buzzkill.
Well, I look at some of these so-called fans as megas, you know, that they into it because of feeling or emotion or something like that, and they don't appreciate the game for what it is.
Yeah.
And so they don't appreciate the teams and the players what it is. And so those extremes, those fringes, I really get concerned by that because they're creating too much other stuff instead of just, you know, being fans. You can be a fan and you can not like a player and like another player. You can do that. But this group, these so-called fans are extremists to me. And that's what MAGA's look like to me. You won't see everything's always got to be that way, and if it's not that way, another way.
And we got people, and we have people out here that are piling on, like a Robert Griffin III, and Shaquille O'Neal came out a couple days ago and said, "Hey," he says, "RG3, I'm gonna tell you right now, you put up another racist ass post like you did, you know, I'm going to punch you in your face." And you know what? I haven't seen him respond to Shaq yet, but Shaquille O'Neal, I think, is 100% dead serious when he said that. And I think he is dead serious about that.
You know what I think is, you know, like they used to have those speakeasies when you come in there, they take your cell phone away.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do with him, okay? They take your cell phone away and lock it up for a while because he just don't know what he's doing right now. It's bad. It gives the game a bad look.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you. Yeah. Hey, tell me this in closing. What is on the itinerary for the next day or two?
Tomorrow is all day, you know, all-star practices. And so they'll be, you know, they'll have media availability from about 9:30 a.m. to about 1 o'clock. So you get a chance to talk to players and then watch them practice for a little bit. And then you got the evening would be the contest, which would be 3-point shooting and the skills competition. That's tomorrow evening. That's so-called All-Star Friday. And then Saturday night would be the actual game. I'm going to do some other things. They got the Black Expo here. I'm going to go to that tomorrow and talk to some people there. And there's some other things. There's some fringe things going on, some, you know, events going on throughout the city. My day is going to be pretty full. You know me. I ain't got nothing. You know, I could sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you, man. Well, hey, Charles, safe travels, man. Enjoy the weekend in Indianapolis, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Henry. You have a good evening now.
All right, take care. That's Charles Holman from the Minnesota Sportsman Recorder joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. It's time for the bite of the night, that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.